FSB flags a triple whammy in private credit. As Bitcoin sits at $76,705, the Financial Stability Board said this week that private credit markets risk touching off what it called a triple whammy of shocks across the global financial system. As of April 18, 2026, Bitcoin is trading at $76,705, up 2.1% over 24 hours, with Ethereum at $2,386. And the crypto fear and greed index reading 60, firmly in greed territory. The warning is arriving into a market that is not currently pricing systemic stress. The FSB is the body that coordinates financial regulation across G20 economies. It exists because of the last credit crisis. When it uses words like triple whammy, the choice is deliberate. What the FSB actually said. The report flags three reinforcing vulnerabilities. Rising leverage inside private credit vehicles, illiquidity that deepens when funds try to exit simultaneously, and interconnections between private credit managers, banks, insurers, and non-bank lenders that are opaque to supervisors. The worry is that stress in one of those buckets could propagate across the others before regulators can see it. Private credit has scaled to roughly $2 trillion in assets globally over the last decade. And a large portion of that growth came from insurance-linked structures and fund-of-funds wrappers that are difficult to mark to market in real time. None of those risks are new. What is new is the language. Triple whammy is not a phrase the FSB usually reaches for. It is the kind of framing typically reserved for reports written with a specific audience in mind, usually national regulators, who have been slow to close data gaps. Why crypto desks are reading this report, private credit sits on the opposite end of the asset spectrum from Bitcoin in most investor models. One is illiquid, negotiated, and held to maturity. The other settles in minutes and prices every second. They rarely share the same risk factors on paper. They share them in practice anyway. The first channel is stablecoins. Large fiat-backed issuers hold treasuries, repo, and money market instruments that are adjacent to the same short-end credit markets where private credit refinances its revolvers. A pullback in that funding layer would pressure commercial paper and repo rates, which is where stablecoin reserves actually earn yield. That is a direct transmission line. The second channel is tokenized credit. Earlier this month, Flow Capital announced a $150 million private credit fund tokenized on DigiFT. That is one of a rising number of structures that pull TradFi credit risk onto public or permissioned chains. If private credit funds gate redemptions under stress, the tokenized wrappers built on top of them inherit the gating whether the smart contract expects it or not. The third channel is prime brokerage and market making. Many crypto liquidity providers borrow against traditional credit lines. When those lines tighten in a credit crunch, spreads widen on-chain and at centralized exchanges before any fundamental crypto news has moved. The Bitcoin as hedge thesis, tested again. One reason Bitcoin has appreciated against traditional benchmarks across most multi-year windows is the argument that it sits outside the credit cycle. It does not owe anyone anything. It does not require a counterparty to settle. During banking wobbles in 2023, that thesis was treated as validated when Bitcoin rallied while regional bank equities collapsed. The FSB report gives that thesis another test. If private credit markets do start to dislocate, the tell will be whether Bitcoin behaves more like a risk asset, selling off in line with equities, or more like a credit hedge, holding or rallying. At $76,705, with a 2.1% daily gain on the day the warning dropped, the market's initial read is that this is not a front burner concern. That could change. It is also worth watching how the rate path responds. A credit stress narrative is usually dovish for rates because central banks intervene. Lower expected rates are historically positive for Bitcoin through the liquidity channel. Whether that effect shows up cleanly this time depends on how much of it is already priced in. What to watch next? Three signals will matter in the coming weeks. First, any follow-up communication from national regulators, especially the UK's Financial Conduct Authority and the European Central Bank, which have been running parallel reviews. Second, spreads on BDCs, business development companies, and publicly traded private credit proxies, which tend to move ahead of the underlying market. Third, redemption activity at large private credit funds. gating decisions tend to leak through the financial press before they are formally disclosed. For crypto-specific exposure, keep an eye on stablecoin reserve attestations, particularly how much sits in short-duration corporate paper versus T-bills, and whether on-chain tokenized credit products continue to launch at the current pace or cool down. An issuer pulling back on a scheduled tokenization launch would be an early tell. The warning itself does not move markets. What it does is give supervisors air cover to demand more data, and the data is what tends to find the cracks.